Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply multiple choice. Multiple choice. Now, you remember those tests we took in school where they would give us 4, maybe even 5 possible answers to every single question? We sometimes would flip a coin if we didn't know the answer. We'd sometimes do eeny, meeny, miny, moe if we didn't know the answer. I personally used to love a multiple choice test because it at least gave me the chance to get an answer right, even if I hadn't studied for the exam. Well, by the same token, my friends, multiple choice plays a major role in business because every single day we're making multiple choices that will determine our long-term success. And if we make the right multiple choices, then we can excel and advance. In this segment, all we're going to do is outline the 3 primary choices we've got to make every single day, not every week, not every month, but daily. In order to be effective in everything we do. That first one, my friend, says that we must make the choice of attitude. Yes, we get the choice to determine how our attitude is in the course of a day. We've got to reject that ideology that that's just the way I am, or that ideology that says I'm having a bad day. Those are not good things to say, my friends. In fact, it's the opposite of what builds a strong attitude. We've got to constantly focus on the fact that someone's watching us every single second of the day. We've got to focus on the fact that somebody looks up to us as role model, as leader, as husband, as father, as parent, as mama, as daddy. Someone is watching our attitude on a constant basis. They may look at us as managers, whatever the case may be, but they are in tune to our attitude because they're going to replicate the same thing they see in us. They're going to do it on their own at some time. Well, how do I develop a positive attitude every time? First, we've got to embrace that never, never, never principle. Never gossip, never complain, and never blame. My friends, you'll be amazed that if you embrace that never, never, never principle, those 3 nevers will help so much in improving our everyday attitude. If we say we're never going to gossip, we're never going to complain, we're never going to point the finger of blame at anybody. On the contrary, we're going to always look on the bright side. We're going to always find something good to say, and we're going to be known for our smile. Yes, my friends, are you known for your smile? Do people often compliment you not just on how pretty your smile is, but on how much you smile? One of my favorite characters in watching those DC Comics movies is the Joker from Batman. I like the Joker because he's smiling all the time. Now, he's not one of the good guys, and most of the people on the show don't like him, but Joker has an eternal smile. His face is painted to smile all the time. And it doesn't matter what adversity the Joker is going through. The Joker is always laughing. He's always smiling. Something's crazy. I think it's great. I believe it's a good thing to be known for the beauty and the constancy of your smile. That other choice that we've got to make, my friends, is not just a choice to have a better attitude, but it's a choice to believe. Belief is a choice. We determine by our actions how much we believe in our power to adapt. Our power to adapt to new people, to new places, to new priorities. We have to believe in our power to create new systems, new processes, new methods to be able to achieve. And we've also got to believe in our power to compel, to convince people to join our team, to buy our products and services, to be a part of the mission and the movement that we're creating. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to believe in us. I can remember when I was younger, I watched the heavyweight championship fight. Back in 1994, George Foreman was 45 years old. He was the oldest man ever to fight for the heavyweight championship of the world. And for rounds 1 through 9, it looked so one-sided. If you were a George Foreman fan, you had already given up hope. But he said before the fight, he says, I'm going to keep coming, and I'm going to keep coming, and I'm going to keep coming. And at some point, I'm going to be able to land one punch that'll knock my opponent out. And true enough, in the 10th round, George kept coming, and he kept coming, and he kept coming, and he finally got the opportunity to land that knockout punch and became the heavyweight champion of the world. My friends, I ask you, do you believe in yourself enough to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming? Do you believe in yourself enough to absorb the punches and to take the blows and even the criticism and yet keep going forward and keep taking another step? My friends and neighbors, it's that belief in your power to advance that will cause everything to change around you. It's the choice that we're making every day. We make the choice to believe, and yes, we make the choice of attitude, and that final choice we make, my friends, is that choice of consistency. Yes, it's never the smartest or the prettiest or the most popular person who excels in business. It's always the one who's most consistent. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to evaluate, if nothing else, your consistency. You know those people who do pretty good on a particular day. You know, they have their moments where they're shining, and you say, man, if I could just capture that and make them do that every day, they'd be dangerous. Well, by the same token, my friends, if we evaluate everything that we do well, it's not that we don't know how to do things well. That's not the challenge. The challenge is doing well consistently. Most people have heard of the company Amazon. However, many haven't heard of Jeff Bezos. Bezos is the richest man on the planet. He's the wealthiest man in the world. And people say, well, man, Amazon's a big company, but it wasn't always like that. Did you realize that Amazon started in 1994? Nobody heard of Amazon from 1994 to 2000. For 6 years, they were in obscurity, but Amazon was consistent. The owner kept on working. By the same token, my friends, I challenge you to reach deep down within yourselves and commit to consistency. Consistency with emails, consistency with conference calls, consistency with following steps and processes and procedures as outlines, consistency in making presentations, consistency in communicating the vision. Yes, my friends, it may not happen overnight. Don't even expect for it to. For Jeff Bezos, his company did not break the $1 million mark until 10 years after they were open. Imagine that, my friends. They struggled for a long time before they ever hit the jackpot, as it were. And today, it's one of the most powerful companies, the most powerful on the planet. My friends, we can also be the most powerful on the planet as long as we commit to making the choices every day that's going to change our lives. Listen, if you enjoyed this training segment, I'm challenging you to boost your career with soft skills certifications from Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.